Good afternoon, everybody. I'm really glad that Rike invited us to this meeting. I'm not going to talk about rebel music, but about how in diasporical environments descendants choose to select a certain kind of music in order to perform their construction, configuration of identity and also of memory. This paper takes part of a larger investigation. I started in 2009. So I'm interested in how the Slovenians in Argentina present themselves on this identity questions. So, in my long fieldwork, the music came usually across, of course, in parties, in celebrations, but also in individual personal talks. So, for me, when I am now working on a research problem, which is circumscribed to a bilateral cooperation project called MINS, Art in Diaspora, Anthropological Research of Creativity Among Slovenians, Argentinians and Return Migrants, when I had to choose the topic, I decided to work about Slovenian music, but not Slovenian formal music, which has been researched in the past by many Slovenian researchers, but I'm more interested in national entertainment music and other forms, other more informal forms of music, which is usually linked to younger generations. Okay, I will present very quickly this migration process of the Slovenians to Argentina. Argentina received three flows of Slovenian immigrants. The first one was in the 19th century. The second one was larger. And they arrived to Argentina between world wars, and the last one is what we call the Slovenian refugee migration process, which occurred after the Second World War. So they were escaping of the communist revolution in Yugoslavia. They were many of them were against this the communists. Many of them fight with the Slovenian Home Guards or the Domobranci. Others were just opposed to the communism. So they had to flee first to refugee camps, and then they re-immigrated to the ones who could afford it and could have the possibility to America or Canada or Australia, and the bigger families and sick people and maybe others, intellectuals, priests and professionals went to Argentina. So what is important to remark, I will not go further because we are here to talk about music, but what is important to remark is this heavy experience of trauma, no? they experienced during and after the war, developed into or shape, we could say, an organized migration in the first place, but also a very deep work on memory and ideology. This is what other authors talk about, this idea of preservation. No? This community remained very engaged in preservation, what they feel that they have lost, which is Slovenia and the Slovenity, Slovenian values, Catholic faith. So they organized in Argentina, at least, is what I know, a very close, interconnected among them community. I use the word community because they call themselves Skupnost, which in Slovenian means community. Of course, this is an heterogeneous group. We have people who feel different, but in my previous research, what I could discover is that they have a particular kind of feelings towards Slovenia, which are different than the ones the previous migration descendants. So I also want to highlight again that the memories of traumas and suffering remain really vivid and were internalized through generations, handing over the responsibility of preservation of the Slovenians and the duty to their ancestors' homeland. Now, we are talking about a group that came about 80 years ago to Argentina, and they still have today Slovenian schools on Saturday. They still meet every week. To meet among them is very important. Most of the members still go to Slovenian Mass on Sunday, still participate from choirs or theater groups or in Slovenian. No? Also football, and the language is still taught among the not mixed marriages, because they still prefer to marry to other Slovenians, Slovenian descendants, because they feel that the Slovenian culture is not going to disappear. So I'm going very quickly through this. If you want to ask me something later, you can. But the idea of preservation is really important, and it's more important now when they also begin to feel that the Slovenian culture and language is diminishing, no, right? It's also normal that after so much time, people, I mean, the youngest prefer to go out on Saturday night than to go to Mass to Sunday morning. So, on this context, where also the mixed marriages are growing up, the importance of organizing special attracting activities for these young descendants becomes very important, right? They began to actualize the cultural events. No, they organize, for example, rock festivals for the youngest, when they have the opportunity to show what they have been playing. Here I have this example of Rock Podombujem, which has been quite interesting to research, because the publicity they designed for this was quite interesting. I was researching in Facebook also Facebook groups from this Mladina, because I forgot to tell you, but the community is organized in different new levels, but the youngest have a special group which is called Mladina, right? Which are the youngest. The youngest from, which is interesting for me, from 15 to 35 or 40 years. So it's a wide branch, I don't know how to say, of what they perceive as young. So the youngest are in charge of organizing these kind of things, the more engaged youngest. So, I could watch the publicities. Then in the video, the youngest were playing some music which is not necessary Slovenian. This is also important. Some of them play punk, some of them decide to play some Argentinian rock or other pop songs. But when they talk to the camera, they talk in Slovenian, like "Pridite," no, let's come to the event, but it all in Slovenian. It's nice. I mean, if you are thinking of an Argentinian environment, it's interesting. Then the other very important annual event is this Pevski glasbeni večer, where the bands present their new tunes, and the family gathers together. This is another point I want to highlight. They're really interesting to mix the generations and to keep the group, the structure of the social relations quite together. So what I am interpreting, understanding from this is that we could talk about a negotiation. No? Okay, the youngest don't speak so much Slovenian, but we need that they still remain with us, with people like us. I heard this expression a lot. I'm late now. So it's important that the youngest remain in the group and that more or less they continue with the tradition. So they are, from my point of view, there is a certain way of negotiation. So we can find, for example, this that happened this year. They organized a pub night, right? Here you see, they could come and sing or play. They will, the youngest would find good company and very good food, right? Because in these events, of course, the gastronomic symbol is also important. It's important to share potica, no, but strudel and čivakčići, which are not quite Slovenian, but are Balkan. So it's also interesting how they interpret, say so. They,
yes, hard to translate.
Yeah. Razume, how they understand from today what would be to be Slovenian. So, for today I brought you this case, which is Bajres Polka. So, what I found when I was researching that is that everybody present the Slovenians as, I'm just talking about this group, as singing people. Like, if singing or music would be a very, a part of the Slovenian cultural tradition. So they mentioned that they listen to Slovenian rock bands, many of these young I interviewed, but they also like national entertainment music. And when I went to these parties, this national entertainment music was always there. So once I met this group, which is Bajres Polka, as you see, all of them are young. I mean, they are more or less 20 years old. He's not, but he was he was the one who organized the first national entertainment music in the 70s, which is also interesting because I was thinking before that Argentina is maybe known more for tango, right? Tango would be for us a kind of immigrants' music. It was a configuration that started in the 20s, 30s, and so it's interesting that they began with polka music in the 70s. I will not go into the start of the national entertainment, but I have to go further. So here you have them playing. They play a lot inside the Skupnost for parties, for these events, festivals, but also they're also invited for in Argentina, in Argentinian environments, because polka music is, Argentina has this immigrant tradition, no? The imagination, imaginary is that we are, most of us are immigrants or we descend from immigrants. So you will find a lot of these, I mean, performances of polka also in public spaces. So they were invited last year to the celebration of Argentinian National Day. So what I want to highlight before I close is what I found interesting is that these very young descendants, let's forget about Franci for a while, that they decided to play this, and they started they are not musicians. Most of them study engineering, so they decided on a Saturday night to meet and to start playing this instrument and this music. And when Franci told them, "Oh, we could do a national entertainment band," they were really into it. So they started to practice, and there we come to another point: is that they got a scholarship to come to Slovenia to study with the Austenik school, because I forgot to mention, which is the most important thing, that they play Austenik music. So I also find interesting that Slovenia had a lot of musical traditions, I know that, and that this Office for Slovenians Abroad decides to invest or to support the reinforcement of this kind of heritage of your national music. So I found it interesting. And what does this allow? That these descendants first come to Slovenia, okay? They can travel to Slovenia, and they spend time in this place they know so much after all the stories they have known, but also they reinforce the identity through music. I'm interested in studying how this Slovenian office defines Slovenianness. They have a specific way of defining what Slovenian is. And they, in the webpage and in resolutions, they describe what are they interested in finance, in supporting, financially supporting. It's a historical and cultural category which represents a community of people who consciously establish a membership in the Slovenian language and culture. The Slovenianness is based on the historical tradition of this community, and it's promoting solidarity for the preservation and greater renewal of their natural social resources and spiritual values in the present and future. So now I am into these questions, or into these preliminary conclusions, is that this popular music in Argentina functions as a cultural resource in the construction of a diasporic identity that links intergenerational members of the community in relaxation and entertainment activities. In other words, music plays an important role in integration and connection of immigrant communities. I was trying to show you through these festivals, these cultural practices are contextualized reconfiguration in international intercultural identity formation processes and mobilities. I am trying to show that they are really linked with this space, Slovenian space. Slovenian music and rhythm reproduce and reinforces Slovenian identity and social memory through it. It's also, I want to go further on this topic in the future. And this insertion process of Slovenians in Argentina is established in a series of triads, because the relationship is with Argentina, because they are in Argentina, but they also have a lot of Argentinian influences. But they are also always connected to Slovenia. They now, today with YouTube, they can listen to the music here, or they come here and then they go back. So it's interesting to see, for me, how is the appropriation of the cultural traditions and the interpretation they do, and what is the product, the result of this. So I was quickly because of the time.
One time.